Well, this is the fourth Sunday for our sermon series, What the Bible Says About Love, Marriage, and Sex. And I've said every Sunday, this sermon series is really for all different types of people, from youth to adult, single to married, dating to not dating. I really invite you to invite your friends, especially if they're considering marriage or are presently married and maybe having issues or either one of those. We have two sermons remaining, Putting the M Back in Your Marriage and The Love of a Lifetime. So those will be fun teaching times. If you're a youth, I really hope that you're taking notes for this. You know, I've said this before, but I would have been ecstatic if my pastor would have done something along these lines whenever I was a youth. And, you know, it would have helped me to understand who I was as a man or as a youth, male youth, better. And possibly set me on a road that would help me understand the female youth that were around me from time to time. Because, you know, when we're youth, we start thinking about relationships and dating and everything that comes along with that. And I would have wished that I could have received a biblical perspective on that. Also, parents, I really don't want you to worry about what I'm going to say this week or next week. That's one reason why we created the Children's Church. But also, I've thought about, you know, just what the conversations are. Actually, probably fifth graders have talked about what we're going to be talking about today, but I honestly didn't feel comfortable, Bill, about talking about saying things like this in front of fifth graders. So that's just an uncomfortableness on my part. It has nothing to do with anything in that regard. But I do hope you feel the way I do, and I just praise God that we can talk about these wonderful gifts of God, love, marriage, and sex in a church setting, from a biblical perspective. Well, last week we discussed 10 questions that you've got to ask yourself when you're considering marrying a person. One, let's say these together. Do I trust him or her? Can I respect him or her? Do I like his or her family? Do I want her or him to bear or father my children? Don't be confused with that when you understand what I'm saying, right? Five, does he or she represent God's very best for me? Can we communicate? Can I commit to her or him my entire person? Can we compromise? Can we grow together? Am I willing to work hard together? Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for this day, and we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon this time that we have together. Anoint us fully, God. Give us grace and mercy among this subject matter that can be so painful to some who've had bad experiences, Lord. We ask for your presence in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I have created a sermon notes insert, and I invite you to take it out and grab a pencil or a pen and follow along if you choose to do so. Maybe you can take that home with you if need be. Well, this week we're going to delve into the subject that many shy away from discussing, not only in our marriages, where it is extremely important, but also as we raise our children, which, quite honestly, in their lives has probably an equal importance as us discussing it in our marriage. And the subject this morning is obviously sex. What's love got to do with it? Did you notice the Tina Turner playing when you walked in the church this morning? Terrible. I think they've retired the CD and I had to dig to find it. But anyway, so how does one begin a sermon on sex, especially with your parents listening? You know, people all this week ask me, Eric, what movie clip are you going to use? I definitely didn't want a live drama. You know, I think drama is powerful in a worship setting, but not for this subject. And, you know, we're kind of limited on the props we can use for our living altar for a metaphor. But, you know, we just chose to stick with more of a marriage-type setting in that regard. But all I know is this is an extremely important subject, one that has caused the end of many, many marriages. And yet there is something about this subject in our culture that we find intimidating and maybe even dirty. And therefore we shy away from talking about it with our spouse and our children. And yet its secretiveness and its mysteriousness, is that even a word? Causes us curiosity. And you know what happens when humans become curious, don't you? We've all been there.